My name is Alexander KJ. I've been with Shapelife Foundation for the past 12 years. I'm actually the project manager and I'm also a co-founder of Shapelife. The mission of Shapelife actually is to implement development projects in the area of education, healthcare, livelihood to improve the standard of living in the communities that we work. We implement various projects at Shapelife, water and sanitation projects. We implement sustainable agriculture projects and health projects and also nutrition. And the bio project actually that we implement fall under our youth and training program. The story of Shapelife Foundation came as a result of me and my friend wanting to give back to community because we came from a community where it was not easy to get people to go to school to the high level. We walked to school in our youth days. We walked to school, I think, 14 kilometers every day to school, in and out. You know, sometimes you get to school tired, you cannot really concentrate, you cannot really focus on the books, you can't read. Sometimes you'll be dozing in class. And the worst part is when it rains, like as it's raining now, that is very bad. So we have to devise ways of protecting our books. Sometimes you'll be soaked by the rains. You only have maybe one uniform, so you have to find a way to wash it and dry it to prepare it for the next day. I remember our time, we used charcoal iron. No electricity, so you use charcoal. It's an iron we have locally. It's an iron box, and you put charcoal in it to heat it up, then you use it to iron your clothes. So it wasn't all that easy. We went through all those things, but we became who we think nature wants us to be. So when we founded the bike project, the whole idea is to let people have access to bikes at the local level. They don't need to travel to the big cities to have bicycles, and also have access to these bikes with a very little money. You can have a bike, then you can be paying in installments. Yeah, most people have to rely on maybe relatives in the big city to get bicycles, and some of them don't even get the bikes at all because the bikes in the big cities are very expensive. So they keep walking to school, most children. But when we started this bicycle project last year to now, most children from this community don't walk to school anymore. The project has actually brought a big relief. Those who got access to bikes, we realized that they were able to go to school quickly. We realized that it is helping them in the learning. Their grades are becoming better. Some teachers also bought bikes. And we also realized, we are following some of the stories, realized that it helped them to also get to school early. And instances where sometime over here, and drivers go on strike. They tell you today, we are not moving our cars. So, okay, fine. They can use their bicycles to get to wherever they want. Yeah. In the next 2 to 3 years, there will be much, much great stories that we'll be getting from the bike. One of our best projects that I always remember is we were able to move 75 street children from Accra to the northern region. We chartered a full bus of 75 children. We got a guy who was 23. He went to primary school at 23 years old. We encouraged him because at that age, he was far, far older than going to primary school. We talked to the school authorities and they admitted him. We gave him a scholarship to one of our partners. And he went to the school, completed the primary school, went to junior high school, completed the junior high school. Today, that guy is a teacher. He writes personal letters to me, thanking me for what I've done in his life.